The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th Canto, Chapter Number 20, Text Number 36. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on September 2nd, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Giriya Mumuchu Tayam Kvachit Na Mamuchu Shivam Yata Gyana Amritam Kale Gyanina Dadate Nava Giriyo Mumuchu Shtoyam Kvachinna Mumuchu Shivam Yata gyanam ritam kale Gyanina dadade nava Giriyo mumuchu stoyam Kvachinna mumuchu shivam Yata gyanam ritam kale Gyanina dadade nava Giriyo mumuchu stoyam Kvachinna mumuchu shivam Yata gyanam ritam kale Ganina dadate nava
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. During this season, the mountains sometimes released their pure water and sometimes did not. Just as experts in transcendental science sometimes give the nectar of transcendental knowledge and sometimes do not. Purport. The first part of this chapter described the rainy season, and the second part has been dealing with the autumn season, which begins when the rain stops. During the rainy season, water always flows from the mountains, but during the autumn, the water sometimes flows and sometimes does not. Similarly, great saintly teachers sometimes speak expansively on spiritual knowledge, and sometimes they are silent. The self-realized soul is closely in touch with the Supreme Soul, and according to his desires, a competent spiritual scientist may or may not describe the absolute truth, depending on the specific circumstances.
Teksto vertimas ir komentaras. Kartais rudenį iš kalnų liejosi tyro vandens upės, o kartais jos išsekdavo, kaip liejasi ir išsenka nežemiškos išminties nektaras iš transcendentinių mokslo žinovo lūpų. Komentaras. Pirmoje skyriaus dalyje aprašomas liūčių sezonas, o antroje pasakojama apie rudenį, kuris ateina pasibaigus liūtims. Per liūčių sezoną iš kalnų teka sraunios upės, tačiau rudenį jos gali ir išsekti. Lygiai taip, iškilus dvasios mokytojai kartais dosniai dalinasi dvasinėmis žiniomis, o kartais tyli. Dvasiškai susivokusi sielos aukščiausiai, siela sieja glaudus ryšys ir vykdantis jos valią, dvasios mokytojų žinovas pasirenka pagal aplinkybės, atskleisti absoliučią tiesą ar ne.
Yeah, that's right. This is the right one. There are waterfalls flowing from the hills of the forest, but sometimes water does not flow from them. So the waterfalls are not like ordinary rainfall. They are compared to great reformers who speak or do not speak as the time requires. Purport, there are two different kinds of religious preachers. One of them is called the professional preacher. Another is called the acharya. The professional preachers are like the rainfall from the sky, but the acharyas are like waterfalls. Professional traders in Bhagavatam and Ramayana will speak from the portion of the scripture that will appeal to the mundane senses of the audience. For example, the professional Bhagavatam reciter will generally speak on the subject of Rasa Lila, which appears to the layman to be something like the dealings of ordinary men and women. Thus, the professional reciters earn money from their so-called admirers, but the acharya will never speak on Rasa Lila to the general mass of people. The Rasa Lila chapters of the Bhagavatam are the most confidential part of the scripture, and they are meant for advanced students of spiritual realization. In the Bhagavatam, there are 12 cantos, and the Rasa Lila is the tenth. So before one who comes to the 10th canto, the Bhagavatam tries to convince him of the transcendental nature of the Absolute Truth. Unless one has grasped the supreme status of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is sure to accept him as an ordinary man and thereby commit offenses at his lotus feet by so many unwanted activities. The Acharya is he who knows the scriptures well and teaches his disciples in terms of the disciples' capacity to understand and advance in spiritual realization. Therefore, he sometimes speaks and sometimes does not speak. The holy messages of Godhead have to be received from the realized soul and not from the professional man. Although rainwater and the waterfalls are the same, the water from the waterfalls has a different effect than ordinary rainwater. So one should not accept messages from the professional man as one should not accept milk touched by the tongue of a serpent. Milk is good, but as soon as it is touched by the snake, it becomes poisonous. The Acharya, therefore, is not like the mercenary order supplier, like the professional reciter of scriptures. And I'll let you read from my smartphone here.
Taigi turime Šilos Prabhupados vertimo teksto ir komentarą jam. Yra tokie kriokliai, kurie...
So sometimes, Prabhupada explains here, there are great reformers who speak or do not speak according to the time and place situation. I especially like Prabhupada's word here, the great reformers. Because this is the actual mission of the Vaishnava Acharyas. They want to bring about a transformation of the human society. The present moment, the human society is completely in the darkness of ignorance. It's a mad world. The leaders are crazy.
Mūsų lyderiai yra išprotėję.
Therefore the people are crazy. The whole world is crazy.
Dėl to visi žmonės yra kvaili.
They've lost the common sense.
Nes yra visiškai prarasta sveika nuovoka.
They've lost contact with God.
Ir visiškai prarastas ryšys su Dievu.
They don't know who they are.
Žmonės nežino, kas jie tokie yra.
They don't know where they've come from.
Jie nežino, iš kur jie atsirado.
They don't even know where they are right now.
Jie nežino, kur jie yra dabar.
Nor do they have any idea where they're going. They're compared to chickens whose heads have been cut off. They're completely lost. All the way from the big government leaders all the way down to the sweeper in the street. They're all completely lost and bewildered souls. So the Vaishnava Acharyas, they are great reformers. They want to bring sanity back to the world. They want to bring true peace and happiness to all the suffering people. You see, to be happy, you have to be connected with God.
O tam, kad būti iš tikrųjų laimingam, reikia turėti ryšį su Dievu.
Even the religious leaders have lost their connection with God.
Net ir religiniai lyderiai dažnai neturi ryšio su Dievu.
They approach God to fulfill their material desires, that's all.
Jie kreipiasi pas Dievą tik tai, kad patenkinti savo materialius troškimus.
God, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me.
Dieve, duok man to, duok man šio.
They're more attached to their material desires than they are to God, you see. As long as I think that God is fulfilling my material desires, then I have interest in God.
tol, kol aš matau, kad Dievas patenkina mano materialius troškimus, tol man Dievas rūpi.
They take God as their servant to fulfill their material desires.
Taigi žmonės priima Dievą kaip jų tarną, tam, kad patenkintų.
But that's backwards. It's time they wake up and realize that God is not your servant. You are God's servant. When you take that mood, then your whole life changes. You enter into a wonderful, beautiful existence. Because actually you are the servant of God. That's who you really are. Did anybody teach you that you're the servant of God? They don't teach us that. At best they teach us to ask God to serve us. You
see.
Or at worst, they deny God's existence altogether. Or even worse, they say, I'm God, you're God, and we're all God. But this is wrong. We've been very badly trained in the material world. All these philosophies are bogus. Reality is, there is God. God is a person. And He is the origin of everything that exists. We come from God and everything comes from God. And being part of Him, we are meant to serve Him naturally. You may wonder, well, how does being part of Him mean I have to serve Him? But it's a very simple example. Look at your own body. There's various parts of your body. It's like the hand, for example. What is the duty of the hand? Is it meant to enjoy separately from the body? Or does it serve the interest of the body? What does the body need? The body needs food. So the hand will take the food and put it in the mouth to nourish the body. So every part of the body is meant to serve the function of the complete body, you see. This is a universal principle. The part is always meant to serve the whole. Whether it's a body or a machine or any example you want to bring, always, this is a universal principle, the part is always meant to serve the whole.
Ar kūnas, ar automobilis, kokį pavyzdį be paimtume, tai yra universalus principas.
So, since we are part of God,
taigi, kadangi mes esam Dievo dalis,
we are meant to serve Him naturally.
Turim natūraliai jam tarnauti.
If the hand refuses to serve the body,
jeigu ranka atsisako tarnauti kūnui,
it's not able to serve the body,
negali kūnui tarnauti.
It's a diseased hand.
Tai yra susirgusi ranka.
You got to go to the doctor and get it fixed. It's like I have this problem in my spine right now. I had to go to a therapist to see how I can fix it. You see. So, we are meant to reconnect ourselves with God. Right now, we're disconnected. We're trying to enjoy separately from God.
Atkurti savo ryšį su Dievu, nes dabar jie esam praradę.
If the hand tries to enjoy the food separately by squishing it in the fingers, it cannot get any value from that food, you see.
Jeigu ranka bandys valgyti, įsisavinti maistą pati, trindama jį tarp pirštų, negalės to maisto įsisavinti.
But when that hand takes the food and puts it in the mouth,
bet ta pati ranka, kada padės maistą į burną,
then the hand becomes nourished, the whole body becomes nourished. There we are naturally meant to serve God. That's how we become healthy. That's how we become happy. Even Lord Jesus says in the Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things shall be added unto you.
Ieškok Dievo karalystės ir viskas, ko tau trūksta, tau bus duota.
So the difficulty is we put ourselves first.
Problema ta, kad pirmą mes savo poreikius dedame priekį.
That is called a diseased state of consciousness.
Ir tokia sąmonės būsena yra ligota.
We cannot be happy by putting ourselves first. It's not possible.
Jeigu save statome į priekį, laimingi nebūsim.
When we put God first and ourselves second, you see, then we become happy.
Bet kada Dievą statome į priekį, tada laimė ateina pas mus.
We have to subordinate ourselves to God.
Mes turime tapti priklausomi nuo Dievo.
Some people say, oh yes, I believe in God.
Kiti žmonės sako, taip, aš tikiu Dievu.
But everything is God.
Bet viskas yra Dievas.
I'm God, you're God, we're all God.
Aš Dievas, tu Dievas.
Now, if I came to your country and I said, who is the prime minister here in Lithuania?
Jeigu aš ateičiau į jūsų šalį, sakyčiau, kas čia premjeras ministras?
And you tell me, we're all the prime minister here.
Mes visi premjerai ministrai čia.
I'm the prime minister, you're the prime, where every one of us is the prime minister.
Visi.
Would that be a very sane thing to say?
Ar čia būtų išmintinga?
I'm the prime minister, you're the prime minister, we're all the prime minister.
Aš ministras, tu ministras, mes ministrai.
That means you have no prime minister.
Iškišis nėra
to ministro. So, if we're all God, there is no God.
Taigi, reiškia, kad nėra Dievo.
God means the supreme being.
Dievas reiškia aukščiausia asmenybė.
One without a second.
Reiškiasi vienas toksai.
So therefore you cannot say we're all God. It's simply bogus philosophy.
Negali sakyti, kad visi yra dievai.
Kick it out.
Išmeskit tokią filosofiją.
The hippies really like that philosophy. Hey man, we're all God.
Hippiam labai patikdavo tokia filosofija.
Here, smoke this marijuana and become God. Take this LSE and become God. Completely bogus philosophy. Timothy Leary, you know, completely bogus philosophy. The fact is, there is a supreme God, isn't
it?
And we are all coming from Him. He is our Father. Just like your father produced you by injecting his stomach within your mother,
you see,
God is producing you from His desire that you exist. You exist because God wants you to exist. So that means you're actually beautiful. You're wonderful. You're in God's energy. So why are you cheating yourself? By divorcing yourself from God. If you have a good husband, why would you want to get a divorce? You see, we're stupid. We're like divorcees running away from God, you see. We should return to God, you see. That's how we can achieve unlimited happiness. We have to stop being so damn stupid. We have to come back to Krishna, God, you see.
Mums reikia grįžti pas Krishna.
So why do we say Krishna?
Kodėl sakom Krishna?
Why don't we just say God?
Kodėl nesakom tiesiog Dievas?
Well, if I say, well, who is your prime minister?
Jeigu paklausiu jūsų, kas yra jūsų premier ministras?
And you say, well, our prime minister is the prime minister.
Mūsų premier ministras vardu premier ministras.
You see, what kind of answer is that?
Kvailas atsakė.
What's his name?
Koks jo vardas?
Oh, he's the prime minister.
Premjeras ministras.
No, what is his name?
Yeah, but vardas koks.
Your prime minister has a name, doesn't he?
Turi jis vardą.
Or she? The prime minister has a name.
Turi turėti vardą.
So God has a name.
Taigi Dievas irgi turi turėti vardą.
God is the supreme prime minister.
Aukščiausias premjeras ministras.
And God has a name.
Turi vardą.
Actually, God has many names.
Daug vardų turi.
Just like my father, you see.
Mano tėtis, pavyzdžiui.
My mother called him one thing.
Mano mama jį vadindavo vienu vardu.
Us kids called him something else.
Mes kaip vaikai jį vadindavom kitu vardu.
His boss called him something else.
O bosas dar kitu vardu.
His old friends from his college days called him something else.
O koledžo draugai dar trečiai.
My dad had many, many names.
Taigi, mano tėtis daug vardų turėjo.
So God can only have one name.
Tai Dievas tik vieną vardą turi.
We kids called him Daddy. My mother called him Honey. His college buddies called him Fogey. His boss called him something else. So many different names.
Mes jį vadindavom tėčio, žmona vadindavo saldučio, o jo draugai vadindavo jį Fogiu.
So even if my dad can have many different names,
taigi jeigu mano tėtis turi tiek daug,
God can only have one name?
Tai ir Dievas tik tai vieną turi.
That means my dad is greater than God.
Jeigu mano tėtis geresnis už
Dievą. That's completely ridiculous.
Kvaila būtų.
My dad had four or five names.
Mano tėtis tiek vardų turėjo.
So God can have unlimited names.
You understand now what is God? God can have unlimited names. If there's some limit on his names, he is not God. God means unlimited. God can have unlimited names. Just like a diamond with an infinite number of facets. So each facet is a different name. It's like some call God Jehovah. Some call God Allah. Some call him Govinda or Ram. Some call him Krishna. Why is that word Krishna favored by us? We even call ourselves the Hare Krishna people. Why do we like the name Krishna for God so much? Have we been brainwashed by some cult leader? Why do we especially like the name Krishna? No, we have not been brainwashed by a cult leader, you see. We have intelligently studied the scriptures of the world. And by careful study, we have found out that word Krishna, which is a Sanskrit name for God, is the best of all of God's names. Because the word Krishna includes all the other names of God within it. For example, you can chant the name Vishnu 1,000 times and get great benefit. Or you can chant the name Rama one time and get the same benefit of chanting 1,000 names of Vishnu. Or you can chant Rama 3 times, Rama, 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 and get the benefit of 3,000 names of Vishnu. Or you can say Krishna one time and get the benefit of 3,000 Vishnus, you see. So every single name for God is included within the two syllables Krishna. When you say Krishna, you've chanted Allah, you've chanted Jehovah, you've chanted every name of God you've uttered many times. So the name Krishna includes, there's actually unlimited millions and billions of names of God. And all those names are included within two syllables, Krishna. That's why we like to say Krishna, you know. Krishna, 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 Krishna. We love that name Krishna. Because it's so juicy. It's so nectarian. It's like a delicious mango or something like that, you know. A mango smoothie, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you put the name Krishna into the Maha Mantra, it becomes even more magnified. So if you like to get high, if you like to get intoxicated, I want to get high on the Hare Krishna Mantra. You see? Other highs, you come down. You have a hangover, you know. But there's no hangover this high. You just get higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We encourage you to take this chanting very seriously. If you will every day chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you will experience an amazing awakening within your heart. You will realize you have an identity beyond your material body. Now you may think you're some Lithuanian guy or girl, you see.
But actually, you have nothing to do with Lithuania.
Bet su Lietuva jūs nieko bendro neturit.
You have nothing to do with your female body or your male body.
Jūs nesate nei vyras, nei moteris.
You have an eternal existence beyond your material body.
Jūs amžinai egzistuojate visai nepriklausomai nuo jūsų kūno.
You're actually an eternal spiritual being.
Amžina dvasinė būtybė esat.
You're an eternal youth.
Jūs esate amžinai jauni.
You actually never get old.
Jūs niekad nesenstate.
You never get sick.
Jūs nesergate.
You never die.
Ir nemirštate.
You never get a pinched nerve in your left leg.
Ir niekad jums kojos neskauda.
You don't get any of these things, you see.
Tokie dalykai jums nevyksta.
You never even die. I mean, you know, you're actually eternal.
Amžinai esat.
So don't cheat yourself.
Yes,
by misidentifying with your body. Kick out bodily consciousness. Realize you're an eternal spiritual being. Actually, you're one of God's associates from the spiritual world. You have a personal relationship with God Himself. You're one of His dearmost servants from the spiritual world.
Jūs esate labai nuostabus jo tarnai dvasiniame pasaulyje.
But you made a little mistake.
Bet padarėt klaidelę.
You had the desire to... What would it be like if I was God?
Jūs turite tokį troškimą. O kas būtų, jeigu aš būčiau Dievas?
So you came here to the material world to try to be God, you see.
Tam tarėste šitame pasaulyje ir bandote...
You tried really hard
ir sunkiai
to be God.
Būti Dievu.
But you couldn't pull it off.
Bet Dievu būti neįmanoma.
You're defeated again and again and again and again and again. But one day you came to the Hare Krishna Center. And you found out that actually you are not God. You're the eternal servant of God. And it sounded pretty good to you. Sounded pretty interesting. Let me give this a try, being the servant of God. Instead of trying to be God, let me be God's servant and see what the difference is. I've tried to be God and I couldn't pull it off. Now let me try being the servant of God and see if I like that better, you see. The bona fide spiritual master reconnects you with your actual identity. Everybody in this material world is suffering from an identity crisis.
Yes, visi šiame pasaulyje serga tapatybės krize.
Because they are falsely identifying with their costume.
Nes laiko save, tapatindami save su savo kostiumu.
Their material body.
Savo kūnu.
Just like if you were in a drama on the stage, you see.
Jūs vaidintumėte dramą.
You were playing a certain role, you had a costume, you see.
Jūs turite kostiumą ir rolę savo.
And you actually thought you were that actor, that you were that role that you were playing. You thought you were Hamlet, or you thought you were Macbeth, or, you know. You identified with the character you were playing in the drama. And then when the drama ended and everybody went home and they closed the theater for the night, what would you do? You'd be completely bewildered, isn't it?
Ir kai visi išsiskirstys, uždarys teatrą, jūs visai būsite sutrikęs.
So this is the difficulty we have in the material world, you see. We identify with these roles that we play. It's not really me, it's just a role I'm playing as a boy or girl or American or Lithuanian.
Mes esame rolėmis, kurį vaidiname. Mes nesame nei vaikinai, nei merginos, nei lietuviai, nei amerikiečiai.
I'm just playing a role, that's all, it's a role play, it's not really me.
Mes tik vaidinam šitą vaidmenį.
So Krishna consciousness means to come back to your actual identity. The spiritual master is the master psychiatrist. Because he deals with you in such a way to bring you back to your actual identity. He deals with you in such a way to bring you out of the psychosis of material consciousness. He brings you back to who you really are. If you were a millionaire and you forgot about it, and you're living as a pauper on the street, wouldn't that be stupid? To be a pauper on the street when you're actually a millionaire? So actually you're a multi-billionaire. Not just a millionaire. You're not a puny millionaire. You're a multi-trillionaire or quadrillionaire. You're a multi-quadrillionaire. And the spiritual master brings you back to your actual position. You actually possess unlimited opulence, you know that? You are the possessor of unlimited opulence. So the spiritual master brings you back to your actual identity. But you have to listen to him respectfully. You have to follow his instructions. If you think, who is this jerk sitting up there on the Vyasasam? And then you won't get awakening, you see. But if you actually have respect for the spiritual master, that he has come as God's representative to bring me back to my actual eternal existence. So let me surrender unto the spiritual master. Let me take his instructions as the guiding principle of my life. If you will do this, then you will enter into a whole other world. You won't be living in Lithuania anymore. Even though externally you'll be walking down the street here in Kaunas, Lithuania, within your heart you'll be living in the spiritual world every minute. You'll be reconnected with Krishna or God. And you'll be reconnected with the associates of God also. So, my dear ladies and gentlemen, my question to you is this. Do you want to continue cheating yourself? Or do you want to regain your original position as an associate of the Lord? It's your choice. You can go either way. No one's going to force you. You want to cheat yourself or you want to reward yourself? It's your choice. You would say, well, if it's that simple, then why the whole world isn't taking it? The reality is they're in ignorance. They think the reward is, they think that punishment is reward and reward is punishment. They have it backwards. What is good they think is bad, and what is bad they think it is good. They've been completely programmed by the material nature. They think the body is the self. I am a male. Or, I am a female. They're totally caught up in this identity, you see. So it's time to kick it out. Y'all. That's what we say in Texas. Yeah. Kick it out, y'all. Kick out this false conception. That you are that body. You are not that body. You're the eternal servant of God. So now come back to your original nature. The spiritual master will take you there on the most wonderful journey. All you have to do is follow him, you see. I resisted the idea of following the spiritual master. Because I was very proud. But then by the nature, by the mercy of God, my false pride was smashed. I came a little humble. And then I accepted the spiritual master. So you cannot remain puffed up in advance in spiritual life. You got to become humble. It's the only way you can get out of Maya. You have to become humble. Lower than the straw in the street. More tolerant than a tree. offering all respects to others without expecting even the slightest tinge of respect for yourself. In this state of mind, you can realize who you actually are, your eternal identity. So now we have a few minutes left for questions. I'm ready.
Pažinti Dievą ar tarnauti, paskui laikui bėgant tas noras kažkaip išblėso. Tai mokytas gal galėtų paaiškinti, dėl ko išblėso ir kaip sustiprinti savo entuziazmą ir susigražinti tą norą toliau. Tai. In the beginning of my spiritual practice, I wanted to serve God and I wanted to know God. But after some time, this desire became smaller, smaller, and then no desire to serve God. And my question is how to encourage yourself to get more enthusiastic in spiritual practice and how to develop this desire to serve God.
It's very simple. You just beg for Him.
Labai paprasta. Paprasčiausiai reikia prašyti.
My dear Lord, please bless me. I can be very enthusiastic to serve you. Whatever you desire, those are spiritual desires. Just ask God to fulfill them. We have a very nice prayer that through which one can beg for all these things. Pray it often. Pray it sincerely from the innermost core of your heart. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Or you can pray in your own language, in Lithuanian language. Begging God, please, my dear Lord, bless me that I can become always enthusiastic to serve you. And to be a very good beggar.
Reikia būti labai gerų paprašaika.
Next question.
Tas klausimas?
Does our guest have any question? You have any question? No?
Iš tikrųjų, va, mokytas pabrėžia tai, kad Krišna tai yra aukščiausias Dievas, nuo tai yra šeimininkas, o mes tarnai. Bet, man kaip visada prieštaramai gyma. Bet iš tikrųjų, kad šeimininkas, tai jisai to pačiu yra ir tarnas mums. Tai kodėl pabrėžiama būtinai, kad Dievas tai yra šeimininkas, o mes tarnai. Nes mes priklausom nuo jo malonės. Tai reiškia, kad jisai mums irgi yra tarnas.
We always say that we are the servants of the God. But because the master also has to serve, so he also is a servant of us because he has to supply, he has to take care of us. So why we always say the point that we are the servants, but we not so often say that Krishna is also the servant?
Actually, God has no obligation to serve anyone.
Dievas neturi jokių įsipareigojimų niekam tarnauti.
Guru Maharaj would like to answer this one.
Krishna is not under your order. If Krishna does not give you, you will suffer. Krishna does not suffer.
Krishna nuo mūsų nepriklauso, mes nuo jo priklausom. Jeigu mes kažko Krishnai neduosim, jam netarnausim, jis dėl to nekentės. Bet jeigu jisai mums neduos ir netarnaus mums, tai mes kentėsim iš karto.
You cannot compete with God.
Dievu negalima rungtyniauti.
God is nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam ekobahanam yovadadati kama. There is one There is one supreme eternal amongst the plural eternals, and he is supplying all the necessities.
Yra vienas aukščiausias asmuo tarp daug daug asmenybių, ir jisai išlaiko visas tas asmenybės.
Actually, God is so powerful.
Dievas yra galingas.
That he can supply all the necessities of all the living entities simply by his expanded energy.
Toks galingas, kad jisai tiesiog su savo ekspansinėm energijom palaiko visas gyvas būtybės.
He can be sitting on the bank of the Jamuna playing the flute.
Sau gali sėdėti ant upės kranto ir groti fleitą.
At the same time feeding every living entity throughout all of existence.
Ir tuo pat metu pamaitinti visą visatą.
So he is naturally taking care of us at the bed.
Bet faktas, kad jis natūraliai mumis pasirūpina.
It's only by his expanded energy he can do them.
Ir jis gali tai padaryti netiesiogiai, bet per savo ekspansinės energijas.
He's even fulfilling your material desires.
Jis netgi mūsų materialius troškimus patenkina.
But that supreme person, he is meant to be served by all living beings.
Bet aukščiausiam Dievo asmeniui geriau tarnauti.
Those who serve him become reconnected with him.
Tie, kurie jam tarnauja, turi ryšį su juo.
Those who do not refuse to serve him, they remain disconnected from him.
Tie, kurie ne, jie ryšį su juo neturi.
So that God is also a servant, that's a fact.
Tai faktas, kad Dievas irgi yra tarnas.
But his service is different.
Bet jo tarnystė kitokia.
He's not like one of us.
Jis nėra toks kaip mes.
That I'm a servant, you're a servant, God. He's not one, another one of the servants.
Jisai nėra toks pats kaip mes.
Okay, don't bring God down to our level.
Ne, nutemkite Dievo į mūsų lygmenį.
He's the supreme enjoyer, and we are meant to serve his enjoyment.
Jis yra aukščiausias besimėgautojas, ir mes turime.
You are not the supreme enjoyer. Your enjoyment is to serve the supreme enjoyer.
Jūsų pasitenkinimas yra tarnauti Dievui.
He can enjoy separately from you, but you cannot enjoy separately from him.
Nes jis gali būti laimingas atskirai nuo jūsų, bet jūs be jo negali būti laimingas.
There's a big difference between you and God.
Taigi yra didelis skirtumas tarp jūsų ir Dievo.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Kaip išlaikyti tą nuotaiką, kad noras netenkinti save, kad centras būtų ne mūsų pačių malonumas, bet kad suteikti malonumą viešpačiui, suteikti malonumą ir džiaugsmą mokytojui, kitiems baktams, ir kaip padaryti, kad tas nuotaika ir sąmonė išliktų ir kad jinai negrįžtų vėl tą, kad aš esu centras ir mano džiaugsmas priklauso nuo to, kiek aš džiaugsiu. How to keep this mood and this consciousness that I want to give pleasure and to give joy to the Lord and to our spiritual master and to Vaishnavas, and how to not jump back again to that consciousness that I'm the center of enjoyment, that I should satisfy myself.
It's very simple. You just beg for it. Like I told the other devotee here, it's very simple then. That you're realizing the danger of material consciousness is very good. So you just ask for it. Krishna, please help me not to fall back into the material consciousness. Sincerely beg Krishna to help and he will. God even fulfills material desires, but it speaks of spiritual desires.
Jeigu Dievas išpildo net materialius troškimus, tai ką kalbėti apie dvasinius?
Becomes very, very happy if you have spiritual desires like that. You beg him, please, my Lord, please bless my will not fall back to material consciousness.
Jeigu tu turi dvasinių troškimų ir prašai Dievo jas patenkinti, Dievas tampa toks laimingas, kad tu prašai tokių gerų dalykų ir iš karto jas patenkinti.
As long as you're praying for it, you're already situated in the spiritual platform.
Tol, kol prašai, šitų dvasinių dalykų, tol tu juos turėsi.
In Krishna consciousness, the means and the ends are the same.
Nes Krishna sąmonės priemonė ir tikslas yra ta pati.
The means of achieving pure bhakti is to beg for it.
Priemonė pasiekti tyrą bhakti yra prašyti jos.
And when you beg for it, you're already situated in it.
O kai tu jos prašai, tu jau ją turi.
You just gotta beg.
Tiesiog turi prašyti.
Be a very good beggar.
Turi būti labai geras paprašaika.
Next. Aš tiesiog
pasakykit lietuviškai. Iš tikrųjų, Maja iliuzija tai yra viešpatės tarnai, taip? Aukščiausias dievo asmuo yra Krišna. Vadinasi, jis visą laiką yra stipriausias. Jis galingiausias. Kodėl, kai mes buvom Maja, Maja yra stipresnė už aukščiausią dievo asmenį? Kodėl jis nugalė?
Mūsų nugalė ar dievo?
Taip, mūsų nugalė. Nu, jeigu tarnaitė, Maja tik yra tarnaitė, aukščiausias dievo asmuo pas yra galingiausias, stipriausias. Kodėl būtent Maja nugalė?
If the God is the supreme, why Maya can defeat us?
It's like here, the Lord gives you actually the free will.
Dievas tau duoda laisvą valią.
You can serve him or you can leave him, that's your choice.
Gali jam tarnau ar pade.
So why does God give that choice?
Kodėl Dievas duoda šitą pasirinkimą?
Because he doesn't want robots in the spiritual world.
Nes dvasiniam pasaulyje jam nereikia robotų.
Just like if you're raising your child,
lygiai kaip auginant vaiką,
and you don't give him any free will at all, you just chain him, you lock him in his room, you chain him to his bed so he can never get in trouble.
Tu negali jam visiškai neduot laisvės ir prirakinti jį prie radiatoriaus.
You can't have a loving relationship with somebody who is kept as a prisoner, you see.
Nes negalėsi turėti meilės ryšio su tuo, ką tu laikai kaip...
Because God wants to have a loving relationship with you. He is giving you the choice to love him or to leave him. So you have that power within you. And that's the position of the jiva soul. It's called tatasta shakti. Marginal energy. Just like on the beach, sometimes the it's underwater and sometimes it's not underwater. So sometimes you can be in the spiritual energy, sometimes the material energy. You have that choice being either way. But your actual original nature is your purely spiritual. But if you want to embrace the material energy, you have the power to do that. Krishna gives you this dual nature because he wants you to be his servant voluntarily, not by force.
Krishna duoda jum tokią dvigubą prigimtį dėl to, kad nori, kad jūs tarnautumėt ne per prievartą jam, bet iš meilės.
That's actually his love.
Tai yra jo meilė.
He wants you to have freedom also.
Nes jis nori, kad tu turėtum laisvę.
So you can be his servant or you cannot be his servant. Your choice.
Taigi tu renkiesi būti jo tarnu ar ne.
But he's always trying to induce you to choose to be his servant.
Bet tuo pat metu visad stengiasi jūs paskatinti būti.
He never forces you.
Jis neverčia jūsų.
He wants you to make that choice out of your own desire.
Bet nori, kad pasirinktumėte savo troškumu.
Therefore he comes, he reveals Bhagavad Gita.
Dėl to viešpas ateina, reiškia šventrašius Bhagavad Gita.
He sends his representative, the spiritual master, to come to you.
Pasiunčia dvasinius mokytojus pas jus.
He sends exalted Vaishnavas to you.
Siunčia jums šventas asmenybės Vaishnavus.
With the hope that you'll become inspired and you'll make that decision that yes, I would like to be his devotee.
Laukdamas, kol jūs galų gale pagausite šitą įkvėpimą būti Dievo tarnu vėl.
So it's a fact that the spiritual energy is more powerful than the material energy.
Faktas, kad dvasinė energija galingesnė už materialę.
Light is more powerful than darkness.
Nes šviesa yra galingesnė už tamsą.
What's the proof?
Įrodymas.
Go into a dark room.
Nueikite į tamsų kambarį.
And light a candle. That candlelight goes all over the whole room.
Ir uždegite žvakę. Ir žvakė šviesa apšvies visą kambarį.
Now take a can that has darkness in it. Go out into the bright day and open up that darkness. The darkness is immediately destroyed by the light. So light overpowers darkness, but darkness does not overpower light.
Taigi, šviesa yra nugali tamsą, bet tamsa negali nugalėti šviesos.
You can only remain in the darkness when you're covered by the material nature.
Gali būti tamsoj tik tai, jeigu materialiai gamta tave padengia.
So the spiritual master comes and he pulls off the covering the material nature. But if you hold on to the covering, you can't pull it off. No. I am this body. I am this. I am Lithuanian. I am male. I am female. I am the enjoyer. You hold on tightly to the illusion, then spiritual master will let you keep it. Krishna will let you keep it.
Jeigu tvirtai laikysi įsikibusi į šitą iliuziją, tai dvasis mokės paliks tave ramybėje ir Krishna.
But the spiritual master tries to induce you to give it up. Why are you holding on to this illusion?
Jeigu mokės stengiasi padėti tau, tai kam tu laikysi įsikibus?
Why don't you at least give Krishna consciousness a try? I mean, give it a try at least. Let me at least give it a try. Give it a chance. Give Krishna a chance. You tried everything else. Why not try Krishna? So the fact is, do you have the power? Every jiva has the power to kick Maya away. But they have to become a little intelligent to realize, I need to get out of Maya. One time I was with Prabhupada in New Vrindavan, West Virginia. And one boy who actually came from the same town we were coming from, Gainesville, Florida. Hippie boy.
Hippies.
He said, Prabhupada, if our purpose is to go back to Godhead, why is Maya so strong? Prabhupada said, because your purpose is not strong. So even though Maya is very powerful, Maya becomes very weak. If one becomes determined to become Krishna
conscious.
So does that answer your question? Okay, next. One more, this is the last question now. We got 2 minutes left. Any other questions?
What it is pure love and what is the ingredients of pure love?
What is pure love and what are the ingredients of pure love? Pure love means giving with no thought of return. Material love is I'll scratch your back if you'll scratch my back. But spiritual love is, no, I just give, with no thought of return, you see. That is pure love.
You see.
It's like Lord Chaitanya said, you may handle me roughly by your embrace, or you may leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me, but still you are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. That is pure love, you see.
Kaip aš pašitalinė, sako savo maldose, gali mane suspausti glėbėje arba palikti mane, nepaisant to, vis vienas su tavo pasitalinės.
Now I want you to follow the example of Lord Chaitanya.
Dėl to tu dabar sek Chaitanyas pavyzdžiui.
I want you to fully and purely give yourself to Krishna.
Visiškai tyrai save atiduok Krishna.
Without asking for anything in return.
Nieko nesitikėdam atgal.
And Krishna, now I belong to you.
Krishna, priklausau tau.
You can do whatever you want with me.
Ką nori, tai daryk su manimi.
Now I am your property for all of eternity.
Esu tavo nuosavybė.
You can kill me.
Gali mane pražudyti.
You can do whatever you want to with me. I belong to you.
Gali daryti ką nori, aš priklausau tau.
I want you to come to that mood now, pure love, okay?
Noriu, kad būtum tokios tyros meilės nuotaikos.
If you do so, you'll taste unlimited happiness.
Jeigu taip darysi, būsi labai laiminga.
If you take that mood of pure love, you will enjoy on an equal level with God Himself.
Tu džiaugsiesi taip pat, kaip Dievas džiaugiasi.
So don't cheat yourself any longer.
Taigi, savęs neapgaudinėk.
Now you must embrace pure love as your only business for all of eternity.
Apkabink šitą nuotaiką kaip savo pagrindinį nuotaiką.
Jai. Hare Krishna. So our time is up.
Taigi, laikas baigėsi.
We'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much. What is it? Achyalabai? Yeah. Achyalabai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shiva Sankarsan Dasa Dhikari Maharaj Ki
Jai.